Hey there, beautiful souls. Jessica Lane here, your daily dose of clean girl energy. And today, we're diving into something super important, self-love. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Oh, another self-help podcast talking about rainbows and unicorn sparkles. Honey, hold on to your hats because this isn't about that fluffy stuff. This is about real talk, raw honesty, and figuring out how to genuinely love the amazing human being staring back at you in the mirror. Because let's face it, self-love isn't always easy. It's like trying to tame a wild horse, sometimes graceful, sometimes a total rodeo. We live in a world that constantly bombards us with messages about what we should be, how we should look, and who we should compare ourselves to. And those voices, they can get pretty loud, drowning out the whispers of our own inner wisdom. But here's the thing. You are worthy of love, just as you are. No matter your flaws, your insecurities, or the things that make you feel less than. You deserve a front row seat in your own life, not relegated to the cheap seats because you haven't quite mastered the art of self-love. So, how do we get there? How do we silence those pesky inner critics and learn to love ourselves unconditionally? Let me give you 5 golden nuggets to get you started. First, stop comparing yourself to others. Seriously, it's a recipe for misery. Social media is a highlight reel, folks, not real life. That picture-perfect person you're obsessing over? They probably have their own insecurities and struggles they're hiding behind that curated feed. Remember, everyone is on their own journey, and yours is unique and beautiful in its own way. Second, practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer to a dear friend going through a tough time. Talk to yourself with love and encouragement, not harsh criticism. When you make mistakes, and trust me, we all do, forgive yourself. Learn from it, dust yourself off, and move forward with grace. Third, focus on your strengths. What are you good at? What makes you special? Celebrate those things. Every single one of us has unique talents and gifts to offer the world. Spend time nurturing those strengths and let them shine. Fourth, set healthy boundaries. This is crucial for self-love. Learn to say no to things that drain your energy or compromise your values. Surround yourself with people who support you and lift you up, not those who bring you down. Remember, you deserve to be treated with respect, both by others and by yourself. Finally, make time for things that bring you joy. Whether it's reading a good book, taking a walk in nature, listening to your favorite music, or spending time with loved ones, make sure you prioritize activities that nourish your soul. Life is too short to be anything but happy. Ever felt like you're constantly chasing after external validation, seeking approval from others instead of finding contentment within yourself? You know that feeling when you compare your life to someone else's seemingly perfect Instagram feed and start doubting your own worth? Yeah, we've all been there. But here's the thing. True happiness comes from within. It's about embracing who you are, quirks and all, and finding joy in the journey. Let me tell you a story about my friend Sarah. She used to be obsessed with social media, constantly comparing herself to others and feeling inadequate. One day, she decided to take a break from it all. No scrolling through Instagram, no checking Facebook. Just pure, unfiltered time spent with herself. She started journaling, taking walks in nature, and rediscovering old hobbies she'd abandoned. And guess what? She blossomed, her confidence soared, her inner peace deepened, and she finally realized that true happiness wasn't about likes or followers, but about connecting with her authentic self. So, remember this. You are amazing just the way you are. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. Practice those 5 steps we talked about. Stop comparing, practice self-compassion, celebrate your strengths, set boundaries, and make time for joy. Let's recap. Self-love isn't a destination, it's a journey. It's a continuous process of learning, growing, and accepting yourself unconditionally. Embrace your imperfections, celebrate your uniqueness, and remember that you are worthy of love, starting with the love you give to yourself. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some things you do to practice self-love? Share your tips and stories on social media using hashtag CleanGirlEnergySelfLove. Remember, you got this. Until tomorrow, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.